Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome onto the show, Cynthia Freeland. NFL Network, NFL Media does a great job covering the league and diving into the analytics on the network. Cynthia, welcome back on in D.C. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys?
We're great,
doing
thanks.
Very well. There's a lot to get into, but we wanted to actually start locally with the Commanders here before we get into those important games of the weekend. And Washington's regression in year two, where do you start as one of the data science folks over at NFL Network? It just, how bad things got and how fast here this year for the Commanders?
Well, I think part of it is, number one, every team can talk about injuries, but when you have one of the older rosters, you're banking on increased health. You know there's going to be some amount of injuries that happen every single season, but the injury bug bit the Commanders pretty hard, and you're now playing with a lot of guys who maybe you weren't expecting to take this many snaps, which is a big deal. And of course, it always, to me, it will always come down to what are the key things, the key positions that you have. The tackle position looked better, but ultimately some of the other things, just you could not keep receivers on the field to stay healthy. The secondary had some questions, and all those things kind of compound to create what we see now.
Is there, this always happens to me, it forces me to revisit a previous sample. So last year, I'm having a blast. This is the greatest ride we've been on in D.C. in decades. I'm old enough to remember their Super Bowls, but not much success. No 11-win season since then, whereas every other team in the league has done it at least once. And all of a sudden, they're good. There are plenty of warts, but we still look good in the dress. You know what I mean? Now all of a sudden, I'm looking back going, how much of that was nonsense, was fluky? It feels like a lot, right?
I don't know. I know that sounds crazy, but you have to look over kind of the longer horizon. So let's just see. Let's give this kind of regime another shake at it next year to make it look a little bit different. Obviously, when you have, you're starting from a place where you have to reconstruct a roster with some expensive pieces or potentially draft picks in the past that weren't the right fit for what's trying to be executed now. You get quarterback right, you're going to be fine. So I think over the long term, it'll be better. It's just hard to go from, where things were to you experience a ton of success. It also helps to play a fourth place schedule or to play a lower place schedule. And every year the league kind of has this do-si-do of easier versus harder schedules. Who would have thought that the Niners in the situation that they're in right now are basically still in contention for the NFC West? Well, it kind of helps that they get to play the NFC South. So some of those things also factor into it.
Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network, on Grant and Danny. One of the big reasons for the Commanders' regression this year, you mentioned man games missed, the injuries to Jaden Daniels, and frankly, when he played, it just wasn't the same level of play that we became accustomed to in his unfathomably great rookie year. What did you see from him this year, and what do the numbers say about Daniels moving forward?
Well, I think part of it is, defenses, once you start to have that season, you saw it with C.J. Stroud, right? You have this exceptional rookie season, and then teams are going to play you differently. You put more film out there as to what you can do, and teams are going to try to have answers. And then when you have, questions in the pass-catching game and less space for a quarterback like Jaden Daniels to operate in, and questions in the run game, all of these different areas, you don't have anything that you can really, there's no Jonathan Taylor on this team that can help weather some storms, right? There wasn't anything that was such a force to be reckoned with that the quarterback could afford to have, you know, a little bit of a learning curve in his second season as defenses catch up to him. But I expect it to look a lot better next season. I expect it to be something where you're like, oh, there he is. That's what we were looking for. That's what we thought. Maybe it won't be some crazy thing where all of the fourth downs work or whatever, but it will look more like, okay, that is what we're talking about. This is a guy we can build around.
Cynthia, you mentioned C.J. Stroud. I want to talk about those Houston Texans here. The defense has been there. They're really, really good. It feels like business is picking up on the offensive side, though, specifically with Stroud. But just all of a sudden, it seems they're more proficient there, and they're dangerous.
Yeah, for sure. I still have some questions about their run game, especially because, you know, you see Woody Marks in and out of games, Nick Chubb in and out of games. Like, you know, if I like when fantasy players talk about it, it's like, well, which running back is okay? I guess I'm going to have to start him because whatever. But, you know, obviously fantasy football is not real. But, you know, I still have some questions about them having great run dynamics. Typically, when you have a defense like that, it really helps if you can run the football or use a short passing game. But now that we've seen C.J. Stroud connect with basically Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz, things have looked completely different, and it just opens things up a lot more. But I will say, they're not dissimilar to the Denver Broncos, where their defense is the driving force on that team, and the offense just plays complement to it.
Thursday Night Football coming up tomorrow.
Ooh,
Rams,
it's a good one.
Oh, it's good. Rams-Seahawks, we've been waiting for a matchup like this. It's almost wasted on Thursday night. I'd rather these teams be more rested and not banged up and have more guys going that are going to be held out probably on like a Sunday. But here we are. Can't be upset that we're getting to see this. So 11-3 against 11-3 with the one seed in the NFC for now on the line. What do you like about this one here?
I want to see the second crack at it where Sam Darnold doesn't stand in the pocket and throw all those interceptions. Three of his four interceptions in their first matchup, he was in the pocket for 2.5 seconds or more, which doesn't sound like a long time, but it is a world when it comes to being able to withstand pressure, which means the O-line gave him some space. It just wasn't working when they dropped back and played all that nickel. So, I mean, these teams are kind of similarly constructed. The thing that I love in this one, because I love a good revenge story with the Cooper Kupp aspect of it all, but I love that Cooper Kupp's biggest factor is really helping the Seahawks run. The difference when he's on the field in their run potential is like almost 2 more yards per attempt, and they get stuffed at like less than half the percentage that they do, meaning stuff for no gain in the run game. So it's really like, how well can these wide receivers block? Because we know both of these coaches ask their wide receivers to block the pants off of the other team. So I think this is one of the better chess matches we'll see maybe all season long. We might even get a third version of it depending on how the wild card, you know, round shakes out, because one of these teams will end up in the wild card. If they can get past the South, it probably is likely we'll get the rubber match. So I find this one to be fascinating. Maybe the Seahawks won't blitz as often in this one because that's not how they run. They tried to blitz Matthew Stafford a ton the first time. I don't think they'll do that this time. So it's like, give me my best, give me yours. There's going to be some rain. There's going to be some wind. I love all of it.
So they want to ask you about Buffalo. How good are they? And I guess maybe asked a different way is, let's say Josh Allen was just like let's say he was like Steve Allen, like just a regular quarterback. What would that roster, you know, provide? Because they're 10-4, but there's been a few head scratchers in there. Are they a legit Super Bowl contender?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, sure. Without Josh Allen, if he was Steve, then no. Josh Allen is, I mean, he put the cape on. I mean, for goodness sake, like, I watched the difference between the first and the second half of that New England game, and it was like he was averaging under 3 air yards per attempt, and then it went up to almost 10 in the second half for absolutely no reason, and they weren't playing him in soft coverages. Like, it was not one of those things where, like, the Patriots were just playing prevent defense. It was crazy. So I don't exactly understand what's going on in that man's veins, but it is pure ice, and I'm here for it. I think they're very dangerous in the playoffs. Like, in fact, they could likely be the AFC leading Super Bowl contender in terms of, you know, I've worked for the league, so I don't know anything about gambling. But in terms of gambling markets, I think that there will be a lot of predictions that they could win the whole thing still, you know, come the playoffs. But I think they're as dangerous as they can, but their defense still baffles me. It's very hard to see a team who gives up that many rushing yards and that much efficiency in the run game do the things that this team has done. They're wild anomalies.
Cynthia Freeland, NFL Network analytics expert. You can see her on Sunday, NFL game day morning, 9 a.m. Eastern on NFL Network this weekend. Cynthia, you mentioned Allen's greatness. He's closed the gap in the MVP conversation. Who would be your MVP right now?
Man, that's such a good, you know, I'm like one of those weirdos that I'm looking at this and I'm saying, like, I mean, I don't think it's fair to be like, you know, Christian McCaffrey should settle for offensive player of the year because he's just, you know, not a quarterback. And we usually give that to a quarterback. But what McCaffrey has been able to do with, you know, like a rotating cast of other people on the team and basically no defense, I think at least should be up there in consideration. Nobody, I feel like we're not really like nationally talking about the Niners as much. Maybe there's some Niners fatigue. I don't know what it is, but Christian McCaffrey has come back there, and the amount of games that he has over 30 touches is like 5, and no other, like the combination of all other players in the league is 4. So it's like, what are we doing here? At least got to consider him. And, you know, obviously I could make some statement about Myles Garrett as well. Although, you know, people be like, well, he's the defensive player. Like, yeah, but he could be the MVP too. But I'll at least talk about Christian McCaffrey.
As you look at this weekend's slate, right, is there a team that you feel like, I mean, obviously everyone has a lot on line. It's end of season type stuff, and seeding is at stake. But is there somebody that you could see going south here or maybe making some big gains this weekend? Kind of a team with a lot on the line.
I think the Lions and Steelers game is, despite not being a division rivalry, obviously I could say Tampa and Carolina because the South is, I don't actually think any of them want to win. The South is like, no, no, you win. No, you win. How about this? But whatever. So that one I could say, but I'm looking at this Lions and Steelers tilt, and this could be a statement game for both of them. The Lions are fighting for their playoff lives. The Bears have a harder schedule remaining. Week 18, though, two of those teams face off. The NFC North is very difficult, but now there's no Micah Parsons, so things feel different, you know, when it comes to the Packers. However, the Steelers are in there with in the North, and the Ravens are, you know, clawing back, trying to stay in this thing too, and the Steelers could set themselves apart. So I think the winner of that game in Detroit, that's going to be a nice win for either team. Plus, there's like all of these playoff scenarios that, like, if the Lions lose, then it helps all these other teams get into the playoffs in the NFC. I can't remember all the different scenarios, but there's a lot. So the Lions are, you know, a team where people have a lot, you know, there's just a lot at stake for. I think that's an interesting game this week.
Cynthia, if one of the teams that's kind of slept on in the AFC ends up, you know, making a run, whether that's New England, Denver, I know those are the top teams in the conference, yeah, but it seems like everyone just feels like they're paper tigers, or even Jacksonville. Funny enough, those are the top 3 teams right now. If somebody ends up coming out of the AFC, who would be the least surprising to most surprising? Rank those for us.
Well, to me, the least surprising would be the Denver Broncos. To have that kind of dominance in the West feels different. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is no longer in the freaking playoffs. I know he's hurt, but, you know, like, that's just crazy to think that the Eagles the Chiefs are already out. So I'm looking at the Broncos and what they've been able to do. I trust their O-line more than I trust some of these other teams that are very similar. We've seen up and down play from the Jags O-line and Trevor Lawrence. Bo Nix, like C.J. Stroud, seems to be getting better and better. But even when he was kind of not at his best, his O-line and his run game supported him. So to me, they have more like of the fail-safes in place with that top-tier defense and then more of a run game. They used, remember, it was like screen passes times a million was the formula in the early part of their win streak. So now it feels like they're able to get some more push in the passing game, and R.J. Harvey's now really kind of stepping into his own. So I would be least surprised about Denver.
Are the Green Bay Packers a legit contender without Micah Parsons?
They are. Their defense is still very good. Micah Parsons could be the difference maker when I believe that the winner of the West is going to win the Super Bowl. So it's hard to imagine the Packers, you know, maybe their first round matchup would be the Niners. Wouldn't that be funny? But, you know, Packers and Rams, like, how do you feel about, does Matthew Stafford have an edge over Carrington Valentine? My answer is yeah, he does, right? Puka Nacua out here just tearing people's hearts out. So as much as I think that the Packers are true contenders, and they are, I haven't seen enough consistency from them on their offense. Like, I don't know. Jordan Love has great numbers, 38-5, like a good passer rating. But do you have that number one receiver where you're just like, yeah, I'm really scared of Christian Watson? He's kind of been hurt in the past few games. And Romeo Doubs? I don't know. Like, so I just don't have that kind of fear like I do with either of the teams out west.
Cynthia, great information. We're looking forward to week 16. We will check you guys out on set ahead of the games on Sunday morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And we'll be doing ridiculous stuff. So, you know, don't judge me too hard for getting snowed on, or I don't know. You know, Santa Mooch is going to give me a gift.
I was going to say,
you know,
I always blame Steve Mariucci.
That's the easy thing.
For like
it's
a former coach,
fault.
He's team bits, man. Steve Mariucci likes the bits.
He's the best. He is the best, and he's always committed to the bit, always.
I love him. It's a great show. You guys do a good job.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thanks, we appreciate it.
Bye.
Be good. Watch NFL Network this weekend. We appreciate them making her available for us on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.